Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry broadcast, the last one for the year of 2016. Can you believe that? That every week, pretty much, I think I may have missed one or two, but every week for the last year, for this year, 2016, I have done a broadcast every Wednesday. Can you believe that? But the last one for the year. Praise God for his goodness. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. God has used the word fabulous to encourage me to excellence on the things or in the things that he gives me to do on his program. And I just love it. God told me that I am a customer service agent for him, and what I do is service the souls of people that I meet by encouraging them. Have you ever thought about that, that you are an encourager, and everybody you come in contact with, you ought to encourage them? I am a practicing believer who practice living the word of God. I practice the God habit. All right. Well, on today, I have co-hosts today with me on the program. And they are going to be calling in and help me today with this topic. And that topic is living out loud for the Lord, for God, living out loud for him. What about that? What do you think about that? Living out loud for God. Don't you think that we ought to live out loud for him? Everybody else, we live out loud in everything that we do pretty much. So why not live out loud for God and the things that we do for him? So today, we're going to talk about it. Yes, we're going to talk about living out loud for God. So, I am so glad that you have joined me on today in this broadcast, the last one of the year that God has blessed. So the next time that I talk to you, it will be in the new year. Ain't that something? And the year has just gone by so fast. But we are encouraged on today to live out loud for God. Live out loud for him. And I know I want to do that. What about you? Are you living out loud for God? Or are you living out loud for yourself? Good question, huh? So, my guest host on today, and like I said, this is a, a new thing for me that the Lord gave me to have co-hosts on today for this last show to talk about it, the living out loud for God. And so they should be calling in shortly. And so we've lengthened the program a little bit on today because I want us to talk about that and talk about living out loud for Him. And, you know, in my one of my favorite scriptures is, you know, anybody can talk about what they're doing, but can you show what you're doing? That's what living out loud, you're doing something. You're not just talking about what you're doing, but you are putting it into action. You're putting it into action. So on today, we're just magnifying God for that, for being able to live this life out loud. So I have a co-host that is joining me, and let's just see who it is. All right. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's an honor to be here with you. This is Apostle Jackie Johnson.
All right. So Apostle Johnson has joined me on today as one of the co-hosts of our topic, Living Out Loud for God. And I just saw her earlier, and I saw she was on her job, Living Out Loud for God. How are you today, Apostle Johnson?
Oh, I'm blessed. I have been challenged, but I pushed through it, and I knew the devil was going to show up because he wanted me to be discouraged, but I'm not.
Yes, and that's if he's on his job.
Yes, ma'am.
He's on his job, and that's why we have got to be on ours, dressing in the armor of God, and it's an everyday chore.
Yes,
to dress in the Word of God. So would you like to tell, well, before we get started, let's just have a word of prayer, and then
Amen.
We will go into the topic and talk about it and let the audience know about you and your ministry. Oh, most gracious Father, on today, we sure do thank you, Lord, and we magnify you for who you are, God. You are
thank
great
you.
And you're worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. And God, we
yes.
give them thank you right now, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we come asking that you would forgive us if we've done anything,
yes,
said anything, thought in any way, acted in any way, God, that's displeasing
yes,
to you. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you that we're blessed to be in our right minds, God. Thank you for
yes,
help. For strength on today, Lord. We thank
yes.
you for your favor, God, in the name of Jesus, with you, Lord, and with man. We thank you for your angels, God, that you have
yes.
encamped around us to keep us through sickness,
yes.
some sickness, all
yes.
hurt, harm, and danger. And we thank
yes.
you, each one on today, God, in the name of Jesus, as they continue to come in, the hosts on today, Lord. Would you bless each one? And give them out of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them what they should say, God, in your name today. Living out loud for you on today, God. And we just magnify you for it right now. Now, we ask your continued blessings. We ask that you would go in the hospitals, go in the homes, the nursing homes. Bless your people, God. Touch, heal,
yes,
and deliver right now, God. You are the only one that know how to do it, oh God, and we ask
yes.
your blessing, God. Now, Father, you said that we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us, and we thank you for your direction right now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So I see that another one of our co-hosts has joined us. Would you introduce yourself?
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Anderson.
Dr. Anderson.
Yes.
All right. Well, good afternoon, Dr. Anderson.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
Are you ready for this challenge on today?
Yes, ma'am. I am.
All right. Well, Dr. We have Apostle Johnson also that's on the line with us. And now we have Dr. Anderson on the line with us. And so we're talking about living out loud. Doc Apostle Johnson, do you want to share who you are and your ministry with us today?
Yes, ma'am. I am Apostle Jackie Johnson, the pastor of Purposed by God Outreach Ministries here in Austin, Texas, as well as New Rock Lighthouse Ministries in Florence, Alabama. And our ministry here, our mandate is to help connect the body of Christ, to introduce different ones to Jesus, as well as help them find their purpose and walk through them through their process.
All right. And I see that another co-host has joined us. You want to give us your name and who you are?
Yes,
hello?
I am. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, yes, this is Missionary Marlene Martin. I am here in Hutto. My husband is the pastor of New Life Mission Church of God in Christ here. And, yes, I have been invited to come on and be one of your guests. So I am here.
You're one of my guests. You're one of my hosts, guest hosts.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Anderson, do you want to tell us about who you are?
Yes, I am Dr. Ruckland Anderson. I'm actually here in Kyle, Texas. Member of the Pentecostal Temple Church of God in Christ. My pastor is Dr. Paul Thompson, and I'm also the area vice chancellor of the Kingdom Builders Bible Seminary for the distance learning campus. That will be distance learning online for Kingdom Builders Bible Seminary main campuses in Houston, Texas. But we're here in Kyle. Glad to be here.
All right. So I'm glad, and I appreciate each one of you for being here. So today, and, you know, even as I was thinking about this living out loud for God, I thought about, you know, we don't get enough credit for living out loud for God. And I thought it was a good idea, and you all can tell me what you think, that it's a good idea to give out living out loud awards for those
yes.
that are living out loud for God. What do you think about that, ladies?
Amen. Praise God.
This is Dr. Anderson, and I just believe when you see the saints and the Christians living out loud for God, obviously they're going to be examples. You know, their lives are images. You know, they're reflecting God. So giving an award certainly wouldn't be wrong to do. It would be good because we ought to encourage our brothers and sisters, you know.
All right.
Encourage them, you know, to continue
yes.
to not only live out loud, but invite others to live for Jesus.
To live out Amen. Loud, yes. Because, like I say, you know, people live out loud for what they want to do. So, you know, when they have parties and different things like that, you know, they bring their booze and whatever else they want to do. So they're living out loud, you know, with whatever they're doing. They're living their lives out loud. So if we're living for God, I think that, and we're living out loud, we're doing it, but you don't hear a lot about it. And I think
Amen.
That, you know, it should be put out there more. So let's just
yes.
go ahead and get into the topic, living out loud. So who wants to start first? You have a scripture of what you think living out loud for God is. Okay. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. This is Missionary Martin. I wanted to say appreciate Dr. Anderson what she was saying. Life is an adventure, and I know we have our ups and our downs, and we have our challenges. And I was thinking about living out loud. Our lives has become a light for everyone to see, and
yeah.
so I. agree with what you were saying about the world can do whatever they want to do, but when it comes to believers, it's almost like, you know, you have to have a hush-hush or you can't do that, you know, we don't allow this, but the world can do whatever. And I said, our lives has become a light for everyone to see. So we're not undercover. We don't disguise, you know. And another thing is we don't need to cover up or mislead people. Our lives should be that example for everyone. Our character, we shouldn't have a counterfeit appearance or misrepresent because we are believers. And one of the scriptures like is Matthew 5 and 14. It says, so Jesus said, so with saying that we are the light of the world, a city that sit on a hill cannot be hid. So we're out there. We're living out.
Yes.
We're living out loud because we are the light of the world. And we should make a difference. So that's my intake on living out loud. We are the light. So our light has to shine. It can't
that's
be covered up, you know, and so we have to be examples. And we have to live, you know, have faith to believe. And so because everyone is looking at us.
Right.
Whether we do right or whatever, they're looking at us.
Right.
So that's my intake. Now, living out loud. We are examples.
Right.
Our lives are examples.
Amen. And I thought about the lighthouse. You know, the lighthouse, that light that shines for the boats to come in.
Exactly.
You know, and if that lighthouse, if that light wasn't beaming, you know, out bright, those boats might miss the mark. So us being out loud, if we don't do it, and for others to see and be encouraged by it so that they can come in also. But, you know, we've got to live it out loud and live it right according to the Word.
Word of God.
Otherwise, some may be misled. And then, you know, some people have come to churches and they've been so hurt. So, you know, church hurt. And they'll never come back. So that's why it's so important that we follow the guidelines of the Word of God and live it, you know, that way. Well, I like that. Next?
Go ahead. Go ahead. All right. Okay. Ephesians 5 and 8, I think about that being a young person, thinking about once we were in darkness and now that we've come over to the light, we have to walk as children of the light. And obviously, you know, I think about, you know, sometimes, you know, you're outside and you see light and you see insects are drawn to the light. Things are drawn, you know, to the light. And so we're not just having light so that we can have it. You know, but we have a light so we can draw others, you know, to us.
Right.
Ephesians 5 and 8. And the other part of that is living out loud is that first part says at one time we were in darkness. So we have people looking at us and identifying that, oh, you know, they may have done this or this may have happened to them in the past, but look at them now. So we have to live out loud to give that hope to others that are actually looking for, you know, the light. And, of course, you know, I look at the light is of Jesus. You know, we're not just drawing them to any old thing. You know, we draw them to Jesus, you know. And he's saying if he be lifted up, you know, he'll draw everybody to him. But we have to he has to have an example, his expression on this earth, which is the Christian. It's his expression on earth, you know. And it talks about he have no other eyes, brows, or the hands, or the – he need us to walk in that light. You know, he needs us, and not only just to walk in the light, but when you talk about living out loud, that's almost like an exposure, you know.
Yeah.
It's an exposure more like, you know, you're not hiding. And for me, some things in life, you know, people will expose for you. But I tell you, what other wonderful way is to just live out loud for Jesus on your own so you can be that expression and you can put out there what you want people to know about the God that you are serving. Amen. That's to me, walking in that light.
That testimony. Huh? I see that we have another person that has joined us. Who has joined us? Give us your name.
Hi, this is Marcia Taylor.
All right, Missionary Taylor. All right, we're glad that you have joined us, and we're talking about living out loud for God. So do you want to give us, tell us a little bit about you and just about you and your ministry?
All right. I'm actually a chaplain, and I have done ministry work in nursing homes, hospitals, jails, and that's my way of living out loud for Jesus, because sometimes I'm the only Bible that these people have read.
Right, I like.
And I just feel like every morning that God wakes me up, I say, Lord, you woke me up again. That means I still have work to do. And so I know something is for me to do every morning. So I thank God for Missionary Green just incorporating me into her lifestyle, and I'm just loving it right now.
All right. So now we have Missionary Taylor has joined us. So, and we're talking about living out loud. So Dr. Anderson and Missionary Martin has already shared with us their scripture and about living out loud. Okay, who wants to go next?
I will. I'm Apostle Jackie Johnson. I want to say when I look at the word living, the things that pop in my mind is being vibrant, opposite of being dead. And with us being Christians and being the body of Christ, we need to be alive. It's time for the body to wake up, because we've been laying asleep and like a sleeping giant. But God said it's time to wake the body of Christ up so that they can live and they can bring new life into others. But the scripture that he gave me about living out loud is in about Dorcas. When I looked at her story about, she was actually living out loud. She made an impact in her community. She served the poor. And this story is so close to what we do with Purpose by God Outreach Ministries and reaching out into the community. And so God is wanting more people to come outside of the walls and to care about their brother and their sister on the outside. It's good to take care of those inside the house, but what about those that's on the outside? We are the only church that some will see. But if we're not showing God's love, we will not be able to draw them to Christ.
Not effective.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I totally, totally agree. And awake the sleeping giant.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, because I truly do believe that we are lively stones. And
if we are,
then we ought to have this ray of sunshine in our own lives. You can't give what you don't have. And so you need to wake up. You know, you got to wake up within your own self so that you'll have something to give. And that's the only thing that can do that for us is the Holy Ghost. God living in us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And if he's living in us, then we have something to give. And we should be excited. We should live that excited life. And it is just so encouraging talking to each one of you, because I think about when I see Dr. Anderson and she's here and then she's there. I say, my goodness, Dr. Anderson is just everywhere. And I love that. I love that, because there is a difference between existing and living.
Amen.
And at living, we don't have to just, you know, get into a room and just enclose ourselves to be living for God. But we need to get out and let the people know that we are alive and well, and we are living for God. All right. Now, I have a favorite scripture, of one that the Lord gave me, and that was James 1:22-25. And he says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So we can deceive our own selves.
That's right.
If we're not a doer. You know, anybody can talk. We teach the children the scriptures. And the children on Sunday, those little people just showed out. I mean, they sung out of their hearts. And we'll get up like, we don't know how to sing. They babies. Yes.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yes. And I tell you, so they're already showing out, shining for God. And, you know, that is so encouraging. So what about us that say that we know him, so that say that we're filled with the Spirit of God? Do we need a refilling?
Do we need a refilling
so that we can, you know, live out loud? Live out loud. We're almost afraid to say anything because of what somebody else somebody's going to say about it.
All
Did
right,
they
then.
Not talk about Jesus?
Come on.
They even killed him. They even killed him. He didn't change because of what they thought and, you know, the way that they acted toward him. So we're going to have to live out loud. Live out loud. And what a, you know, what a perfect time to do that. We're at the end of the year. We're beginning the new year. So we talk about doing New Year resolutions. Why not make a new one, a new commitment to God? Lord, I'm going to live out loud. I'm going to do it for you on your program.
For your glory.
When you say it makes me think of we're actually Christians. We're talking to the saints out there to live out loud. We're talking to the saints, and it reminds me of Matthew 5. It says, "You are the light of the world. The city that's down here cannot be here. You can't light a candle and put it under the bushel. You can't do it. It says, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father. Now, and you mentioned earlier, you say, I'm here, there. Now, a lot of those places, you know, I'm out visiting my family. I'm out doing, you know, social things with my family. Wherever we are, whatever we do, you know, we may want to say, oh, the Christian is there, and they just go to church, go home, go to work, go to church, go home, go to work. There are many things as Christians that we have at our disposal that we can do, that we can go. And wherever we are to be the light of the world, wherever we are, wherever we go. You know, I was at my nephew had an 8th birthday party the other day, and we were at CC's Pizza. And we sang the birthday song, you know, this is Let Your Light Shine. And the song said, you know, happy birthday, every day of the year, may you find Jesus here. We were not ashamed to sing that song at CC's Pizza. You know, wherever we are, you know, every day of the year, may you find Jesus near. That's
Jesus,
one of the birthday songs. Wherever you are, you're the light of the world, wherever you are.
Yes. And that's what we should be. That's what we should be. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
Yeah.
So we got to get out and do more. We can't just hear the word and go back home and sit on it. You know, who are you sharing it with?
All right.
What was it about? For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forget it what manner of man he was. You know, it's just a sounding breath.
Amen.
Luke 9 and 26 says, whoever's ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory. So we cannot be ashamed wherever we are to let our light shine, to live out loud.
That's right.
Amen. I just wanted to say that in living out loud, God's unconditional love need to be the foundation. We have to learn to love one another. It's time now for the body of Christ to be acting like the world and fighting against one another. That's not going to draw them into the body of Christ by us being like them.
That's
we need to be
right.
peculiar people like the Bible said. But the body of Christ is in a backslidden state like the United States is. But this is a setup time because because right now it's time for the inside of each one of us a stirring up of a hunger and thirst to bring more souls into the kingdom because Jesus is on his way back. We need to be doing the Great Commission. When we look at living out loud, we need to be about God's business and doing the Great Commission.
Amen. And it can also make me think about the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians. You know, when you start talking about love and all that, you know, you start talking about love, joy, peace, temperance, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. And the other part says, against such there is no law.
You know?
So when we start talking about living out loud, all the places that we go, and it may be more of the Christian may need permission, I don't know, to live that, not just live their life, but let somebody know they're living for God. Let somebody know. I can't tell you how many people I've invited to my church and how many have actually come. You know what I'm saying? But even so, I am there. I make it a point.
Yeah.
My pastor, Dr. Thompson, I went to Walmart with him before. I thought we were just going to Walmart to get whatever we were getting from Walmart. You know what I mean? He was literally walking up and down the aisles looking for somebody to tell about Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And what I thought would have been like a 20-minute trip. I am not kidding you. It turned out to be a little over an hour, you know.
Yeah.
I say, well, you know, but when you show that love, you know, when you show the joy of the Lord, they want somebody wants something you have. But to me, this whole thing living out loud is about the Christian. Come out of your corner. You come out. You know,
that's right.
We may win more souls if they know something about you and
the
God that you're serving. They may want to do it. They may want to say, oh, you know, Dr. Anderson, she hears that, and she loves the Lord. Hey, you know, I can do that too. I don't have to just sit here and go to church, go home, go to work, go home, go to church. I can get out too.
And
where
I can
show
the proof
of the
Spirit. Yes, that's what I used to think it was all about. You just go to church and go home. I thank God for really saving me one day, sanctifying me, and filling me with him so that I could see outside the church walls.
All right. Yeah.
That is, and that the ministry, that living out loud, you really got to have him on the inside to make those steps, to get off the shore. When we going to get off the shore? You think about it. If everybody got off the shore and got out in the water doing on God's program, what a mighty world we would be living.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody.
You start talking about
everybody.
When you start talking about getting out into the water, you're talking about launching out into the deep. And, my first thought is prayer. My first thought is reading the word. My first thought is, being full of the Holy Ghost, because you can't launch out into the deep if you ain't ready. You're going to drown.
But
they have to know. They have to know that, you know, we can't walk on water, but hallelujah, we serve the man that walks on water. Hallelujah. And he can lift us up wherever we are. But we have to be strong in the Lord. And that brings, to that, obviously, the armor. You know, you got to have that armor. We're talking about Christians living out loud. Because, when you start talking about, like, the social media, we talk about social media, living out loud on social media. There are a lot of things come through social media. We call them Facebook, Twitter, all of them. But if even LinkedIn, all of those things come through. But even in those, when we making our little post on Facebook, we got to remember that's going out to millions of people.
Some people
won't even let you know they're there. They don't let you know they're there. They never like your post or whatever. But you are being seen by those people. So wherever we are, we have to be strong and firm, and we can't say, oh, wait a minute, let me go pray and get prayed up before talk to you. We got to be ready.
And that's
Does anybody
the same...
remember Street Corner Ministries? Talking about living out loud, that's how my mama got saved.
Ooh,
walking down the street about to go do something she wasn't supposed to do, and a woman stepped out with her microphone and said, you there, you God got something for you to do. You go back home and we're going to meet you at home with a band of saints. And they did just that. And my mama got saved from them living out loud on the street.
You bring me back to those tent revivals. My grandfather, we used to ride with him. Like I said, we going to the store or something. He said, hold on, give me 15 minutes. He would take out this bullhorn, Reverend Al Del Augusta TV, right there in Houston, Texas. And we were young, and we were like, oh, Jesus, what is he going to do? But it didn't bother him. And we were at the tent revival. We were, as young people, we're more concerned, be sure the mosquitoes don't get us. But they were living out loud. The tent was open.
Yeah.
It wasn't a shame. Tent revival. Apostle Wilcox. tent revivals, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So when
oh,
you
yeah.
talk about living out loud, it cost something. Now, you know, after my granddad would get through with his little bullhorn and we was all shamed, he'd get back in the car go where he had to go. But he had no problem. I'm telling you,
yeah.
I had no problem stopping on any corner. And
mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, you just made me think of that when you said your mama got saved right down the street.
And I remember them standing out there on the corner. I don't know if anybody remember the A&P stores. We had A&P stores in Illinois. I'm from Illinois. And they would stand out there and preach. They would preach, and they would preach, and they would have a little crowd gathering. And
yes,
my mom was excited about being saved. She was walking past, and the woman stopped preaching just to speak to my mama and told her, God got something for you to do. And
thank
my mama became a minister. It took a couple of years in the
60s,
but she became a minister for God, and she brought prostitutes off the street. That was the work he had for her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that's what God wants us to do. Do those things. If we did the things that God has given each one of us to do,
come on,
nobody would be lacking. I remember
when
the Lord gave me to do this broadcast. I had the broadcast for a year before I stepped out in it.
Mm.
It was like I had to take that courage. I remember Elder Monroe used to say that we have to take courage to
all
do
right.
the things that
uh-huh.
give us
yeah.
to step out the shore. So finally, I did it because it's to encourage others. So whatever
yeah.
God give us to do, we ought to be about the business of doing that,
true.
Doing that to encourage others. Because you don't know the reason why God is giving it to you. You may not understand that. But
mm-hmm.
the fact that he gave it to you, you ought to try. Because
uh-huh.
you don't know what the results are going to be, but God do.
God knows.
And so now, to me, you know, thinking about, you know, who would have thought? Here it is, the end of 2016.
Yes.
I didn't even know that I could bring five people at one time.
Look at God.
Amen.
But
and not only that, everybody has their own
out.
Different ministry.
Yes.
You know what
uh-huh.
I mean? Everybody
uh-huh.
has a different, on this line here, we all have different ministries, but we
yes.
all are transparent and living for the Lord and working
that's
out
yes.
and living out loud.
Yes.
Amen.
And that's what, and you know, even after I got things set up today and everything, and so the Lord gave me to start a round table on the radio.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Around
uh-huh.
on the radio to talk about
uh-huh.
the different issues. So, you know, if you all have some topics that you would like for us to talk about, we can do that. We
yeah.
can set up some round tables and we can do just that. And so, and look
mm-hmm.
at it, it's going in every direction.
Yeah.
People, you know, people I know, so everybody knows somebody.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you think, and we said, but somebody, what we sing that song about, somebody ought to catch on fire
mm-hmm.
and
oh,
burn with the Holy Ghost.
Burn with the
Holy
Ghost. Yeah. So if we're on fire, then we can share it with others, and then others can catch on fire, and it just keeps spreading.
Yes,
amen. Amen. And, you know, that reminds you, even with this being our Christmas season and talking about the star, how, you know, it's not just in our area. Think about it. The wise men, the shepherds came from a long way to see Jesus. How far
yes,
can we
did.
Reach?
Ooh.
How far
yes.
can we reach, you know, this world? And then, again, I still go back to when they talk about 1 Corinthians 6, when they start talking about all this kind of stuff, such for some of you. You know, how God transformed us, not just where we are right now, but you know what? I was where you are, and I'm able to, you know, live out loud and tell you, you don't have to stay there. You don't have to be, this is not the end for you. You know, you can go further, you know.
Amen.
It's like, you know, you don't have to stay there. I was there before, or somebody else was there before, you know.
Right.
But if you stay there, the other part of Christians say, oh, you won't inherit the earth. But now, if you do move past that, you know, we say such were some of you, but we've been washed. But hallelujah, we've been washed. We can live out loud
yes.
and tell them, we were there before, so you don't have
isn't
to
it?
Just, you know, talk to the saved or the
right.
unsaved. It's the word is for everybody.
Everybody
live out loud.
Right.
And Jesus is our perfect example now. Who else lived out loud other than Jesus? I mean, that's
right. That's right. And can you imagine, and people tell me, I had low self-esteem. And, you know, you're not going to do what God gives you to do with pride or with low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
So when God gives me
mm-hmm.
up, Yeah. So him living in, he built me up. He gave me house. Huh? He took, like he took me under his wing and taught me what I need to do, what I need to do. And he will do the same with others. So if I had to go and he healed me of that, he'll do it for anybody. He'll do it for anybody. We just have to take that step in.
And I could tell you, you know, like, hey, I used to have a problem with my finances, was not paying my tithe. You know, this is a Christian thing, right? Wasn't paying my tithe.
I was
trying to figure it out, how to live, you know. That's such were some of you. It was, you know, it ain't just who was on the cone or whatever. It's just some other things that we were doing that was keeping us from the Lord, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the Lord delivered me from that. I could say, hey, I could show you how to get your finances in order because the Lord showed me. You know, different things we can say. And I can go here, you can go there, you can go there. You can be in Houston today, Dallas tomorrow, and still get your tithe to the church, still pay your bills, you know?
Yeah.
You know, just different things you can live out loud and say. Different things you can live out loud and say.
Yeah. Missionary Margie,
amen.
You're mighty quiet.
Oh, I'm listening. I am really enjoying this. And I wanted to just throw them in my little verse I had. What shall we say to these things?
This is Proverbs
15:21, and it tells us, you know, how death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they shall eat the fruit thereof. So I choose life and power. You know, so God can activate himself through me and activate.
I like that.
We have a force of faith or a force of fear. Which one are we going to use?
That's
the knowledge of our authority. God gives us over these things.
Yes, he do. Missionary Martin, we have about 3 minutes.
Oh, right.
Amen.
But by using his words, that's how we activate it. And that's living out loud.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Dr. Green,
yes?
The Lord just reminded me just to drop this nugget that everything that we have been through, he says nothing is going to be lost.
All
it's going to be all used, and it's a platform for ministry.
Thank you.
Haven't went through anything, how can we reach people? Because
the thing
about it is if we haven't went through anything, they won't hear us.
You just said
so God will use what we've been through to be able to bring deliverance to somebody else.
Yes, he will.
Thank you. Yes.
That's so true. Thank you. The challenges that we face.
Last word, today, we have about 2 minutes.
Yes, the challenges that we have and the life, you know, like I said, life is an adventure. And so sometimes we may get upset about things that happen, but it's all with purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that things work together for the good. You know, I think about that scripture also, and that whatever we're facing, we should give God praise because, you know, it's with purpose. It's with purpose. Understand it? We got to trust God. We just got to trust God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just reminds me of that song, Learning to Lean on Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And really, he's the only way we can live out loud. That's the only way because, you know, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But when you're talking about living out loud, Apostle Jackie talked about life. You know, if the devil puts us down, we can't do nothing. But God gives us life and life more abundant.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. We can live out loud with that life. And life more abundant. We have to learn to lean on Jesus.
Amen. Well, I want to thank each of you for coming on and talking about living out loud for God. And I want you to go to the bottom of the broadcast screen, and I want you to put in comments what you have said today and if this has encouraged you or if this will be an encouragement to others. And just let me know what you think. But I sure do thank each one of you for coming and being my guest. And I thank God for giving it to me. And that we could come together and talk about living out loud for God. You know, this is a passion for me, and I love it. Woo! See, I'm going to be feasting off this almost like Hangover Mondays for me again.
Amen.
Feast on the Lord. All right. Well, until the next time, ladies.
Nice to meet you, ladies.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
I'll see you on the radio.
Nice being on here with you.
Thank you all.
Thank you for having us.
All right, and you all have a fabulous day.
You
too.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, I have enjoyed my guests on today. each one of them. And until the next time on the broadcast, fabulous broadcast, we hope to see you here in the new year of 2017. All right, then bye-bye. Have a fabulous day.